All right, so have you ever wondered if you can really escape the 9-to-5 and make a living selling stuff on eBay?
I think a lot of people have.
Well, today we're going to deep dive into one person's experience with this program, EasyBay Payday, that claims it can turn anyone into an eBay superstar.
Yeah, it promises to give you all the secrets to finding those hot products and raking in the cash.
Exactly. Like, it sounds almost too good to be true, right?
Definitely, there's a lot of hype out there.
But what's so interesting about this story is we're not just looking at some polished success story,
Oh,
right? But
absolutely. This is about the real nitty-gritty.
yeah, we get to see the stumbles, the mistakes, the aha moments.
The whole messy journey.
Because let's face it, starting any kind of business is tough.
It can be super overwhelming, even when you have some kind of roadmap.
Oh, totally. And this person actually compared those early days to like cooking without a recipe
Oh, I love that analogy.
and just like a kitchen disaster. Their first eBay listings were, well, kind of hilarious.
I was reading about those, what was it, a dusty old camera?
Yeah, the camera, a bunch of vintage board games with like half the pieces missing.
It's a good reminder that just because you think something is cool doesn't mean it's going to sell itself.
So true. And that's where a program like EasyBay Payday can be so helpful.
Yeah, it's all about getting those fundamentals down, like writing product descriptions that actually attract buyers.
Right, because you got to make people want to click that buy now button.
Exactly. They
Yeah.
talked about how they revamped those board game listings, really played up the nostalgia factor.
And suddenly things started to move.
Oh, yeah, that's when the first sales started trickling in.
But even with a guide, they quickly realized that eBay is like its own little world.
It has its own rhythm, you know.
They actually compared it to learning the tango.
The eBay tango, lots of missteps along the way.
Oh, definitely. And those missteps are where the real learning happens.
Like that story about the vintage wristwatch.
Oh, yeah. I remember that they listed it as being in excellent condition, but
But they overlooked a tiny little scratch.
which to them wasn't a big deal, but the buyer,
Oh, the buyer was not happy.
it ended up being a whole thing with a negative review.
It's a tough lesson to learn. But it highlights how crucial accurate descriptions are on eBay.
Absolutely. You got to manage those buyer expectations.
Because a scratch might not be a deal breaker for some people.
But for a collector, it could be a huge turnoff.
It all comes down to building trust,
Especially on a platform like eBay.
where your reputation is everything.
And speaking of missteps, remember the broken game console?
Oh, yeah, classic eBay blunder.
It's so easy to get caught up in the excitement of finding a cool item and just.
You forget to do a thorough quality check.
And then boom, you end up with a disappointed buyer and a potential return.
Not the kind of eBay tango you want to be dancing.
Definitely not. So for anyone starting out on eBay, be meticulous, test everything, and be upfront about any flaws.
Honesty is the best policy when you're building a business.
Okay, so they're learning from their mistakes, starting to get the hang of this eBay tango.
But here's where things get really interesting.
Because they didn't just stay small-time sellers.
Oh no, they started to level up their operation.
They went from listing random items to strategically sourcing products.
They became true eBay treasure hunters.
Always on the lookout for those hidden gems.
Like that amazing collection of vintage jewelry they found.
Oh, yeah, that was a gold mine. They were finding these gorgeous pieces, researching their history.
Writing those descriptions that make you want to buy everything.
Remember that stunning 1950s brooch they sold for $120?
That was a major win.
And that success fueled their expansion into new categories: toys, electronics, home decor.
They were leveling up like in a video game.
It's like each new category brought its own challenges and rewards.
And of course, we can't forget their eBay lottery moment.
You mean that 80s toy that suddenly went viral?
Talk about being in the right place at the right time.
It just goes to show sometimes a little bit of luck can go a long way.
But you also have to be ready to capitalize on those opportunities.
Okay, so they're scaling up, riding that wave of success,
Yeah.
but it's not just intuition anymore.
This is where the EasyBay Payday program likely introduced them to eBay's more advanced tools.
Like promoted listings and markdown managers.
Ah, yes, the secret weapons of savvy eBay sellers.
Promoted listings are like paying for a prime spot in the search results.
You get more eyeballs on your products.
And markdown managers help you run sales strategically.
You can schedule automatic price drops to entice buyers.
They used it to promote a collection of vintage vinyl records and saw a huge spike in sales.
Smart move. It's all about understanding how to use those tools effectively.
But it's not just about tricks and shortcuts. They also started digging into eBay analytics.
Trying to understand the data behind buyer behavior.
They spent hours poring over charts and graphs.
It can seem intimidating at first, But ultimately, it's about using data to make smarter decisions.
Like, they discovered that there was a huge demand for collectible toys.
So they adjusted their inventory, and boom, sales skyrocketed.
That's the power of data-driven decision-making.
Taking the guesswork out of running a business.
And then they tackled a challenge that a lot of eBay sellers shy away from.
The global shipping program.
Oh, yeah. That one can feel daunting.
But it opens up your business to a whole new world of customers.
It's like having a digital storefront that spans the globe.
It's amazing to think about the potential there.
Okay, so they're mastering eBay's tools, expanding their reach, and just when you think they've reached their peak.
They decided to venture into the world of dropshipping.
Now, for those who aren't familiar with dropshipping,
it's a business model where you sell products without actually holding any inventory.
So you partner with a supplier who handles all the storage and shipping.
You focus on marketing and sales.
They gave the example of adding smart home devices to their inventory.
They ran a targeted social media campaign.
And the orders started pouring in.
It's a great way to expand your product offerings without the hassle of managing inventory.
It shows how adaptable they were, always willing to try new things.
But even with all this success, they didn't forget about work-life balance.
Which, let's be honest, is the ultimate goal.
Finding that sweet spot where work is fulfilling and profitable.
But it doesn't take over your entire life.
And they talked about how eBay allowed them to work from anywhere.
Coffee shops, beaches, even a lakeside cabin.
It's that dream of being location independent.
Blending work and travel seamlessly.
E-commerce offers that flexibility in a way that traditional jobs often don't.
And they emphasize the importance of the eBay seller community.
Those online forums and groups where sellers can connect and share advice.
They even shared a story about how a fellow seller's tip led to some really lucrative international sales.
Sometimes the best insights come from people who have been there and done that.
All right, so we've covered a lot of ground here.
We've seen the ups and downs, the twists and turns of this person's eBay adventure.
But I think it's time to distill some wisdom from their experience.
What are the key takeaways here?
What can we all learn from this eBay warrior?
Well, one of the most striking things about this person's journey is their persistence.
They faced so many challenges, but they never gave up.
They really embody that never say die attitude.
Do you think that kind of resilience is essential for anyone trying to make it on eBay?
Absolutely. E-commerce, especially on a platform as dynamic as eBay, requires a certain tenacity.
You need to be able to adapt to a constantly changing landscape.
And that brings us to another key takeaway, continuous improvement.
You can't just learn the basics and coast.
You need to be constantly evolving your strategies, mastering new tools.
They were constantly leveling up their skills.
From writing compelling product descriptions to deciphering eBay analytics.
And that commitment to learning clearly paid off.
But let's not forget the human element.
Effective communication, building trust with buyers.
Absolutely. Remember those early mistakes with the inaccurate product descriptions.
Those were tough lessons, but they underscore the importance of transparency. You have to build a reputation for reliability.
And finally, let's not overlook the flexibility that this person achieved.
They were working from beaches, coffee shops, even a lakeside cabin.
It's that dream of being location independent.
Creating a lifestyle that truly aligns with your values.
E-commerce can offer that possibility.
So inspiring. It's like this whole deep dive has been a masterclass in eBay entrepreneurship.
And what's remarkable is that this is just one person's story.
Imagine all the other people out there building their own eBay empires.
It really makes you wonder, what could you sell on eBay?
What hidden treasures are lurking in your attic?
What passions or skills could you turn into a profitable business?
Maybe you have a closet full of vintage clothing, or you're a whiz at restoring furniture.
The possibilities are endless.
EasyBay Payday might be one path to unlock that potential.
But ultimately, the journey is yours to create.
That's the beauty of e-commerce.
It empowers individuals to become entrepreneurs.
To build businesses that reflect their unique visions.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into one person's eBay adventure,
I'm left with a sense of possibility.
If they can do it, why not you?
Exactly. So, dear listener, if you're feeling that entrepreneurial itch,
that desire to break free from the ordinary,
I have a challenge for you.
What one thing would you sell first if you started an eBay store today?
Would it be that collection of vintage comic books you've been holding on to?
Or those handmade candles that everyone raves about?
Maybe it's something totally unique, a niche you're passionate about.
Take a moment to think about it.
What skills, knowledge, or passions could you bring to the eBay marketplace?
The beauty of eBay is that it's a platform for everyone.
from casual sellers to seasoned pros.
And who knows, maybe your eBay journey will be the next one we deep dive into,
inspiring countless others to chase their dreams.
So go ahead, explore your interests.
Let your imagination run wild.
The world of e-commerce is waiting.
And the only limit is your own creativity.
This has been The Deep Dive. Thanks for joining us. It's inspiring, isn't it?
Definitely, they had that never give up attitude.
Do you think that's crucial for success on eBay?
I think so. It takes a lot of resilience, especially when you're first starting out.
Yeah, you're going to hit roadblocks and make mistakes.
You got to be able to bounce back and keep going.
Which brings us to another key takeaway, continuous improvement.
Always learning, always growing.
They were like sponges soaking up new information.
From mastering product descriptions to figuring out eBay's algorithms.
And they weren't afraid to experiment with new strategies.
But even with all the technical stuff.
We can't forget the human element.
Right. Building relationships with buyers.
Communicating effectively.
Because at the end of the day.
All about trust.
People need to know they can rely on you.
Especially in the online world.
And speaking of trust, remember those early mistakes with the inaccurate descriptions?
Yeah, those were valuable lessons.
They highlighted the importance of transparency.
Being upfront about any flaws or imperfections.
Because honesty really is the best policy.
It builds a strong foundation for your business.
Okay, so we've talked about persistence and continuous improvement.
But what about that incredible flexibility this person achieved?
Yeah, the ability to work from anywhere.
They were living the dream.
Working from beaches, coffee shops.
Even a lakeside cabin.
It's amazing how e-commerce can offer that kind of freedom.
It really challenges the traditional idea of work.
You're not tied to a desk or an office.
You can create a lifestyle that fits your values.
And they also talked about the importance of community.
The eBay seller community.
That network of support and shared knowledge.
They mentioned how a fellow seller's tip led to some big international sales.
It's amazing how much you can learn from other people who are on the same journey.
So we've covered a lot of ground here.
We've seen the highs and lows of this person's eBay adventure.
But I think it's time to bring it all together.
To distill some wisdom from their experience.
What are the big lessons we can all take away from this?
What can we learn from this eBay warrior?
One of the most striking things about this person's journey is their sheer persistence.
They hit plenty of roadblocks, but they never gave up.
They had this incredible drive to succeed.
And that brings us to another key takeaway, continuous improvement. E-commerce is constantly evolving, so you need to stay ahead of the curve.
Mastering new tools, learning new strategies.
They were always looking for ways to level up their skills.
But let's not forget the human element.
Effective communication, building trust with buyers.
Those are essential ingredients for success on any platform.
And finally, let's not overlook the incredible flexibility that this person achieved.
They were working from beaches, coffee shops, even a lakeside cabin.
It's that dream of being location independent.
Creating a lifestyle that truly aligns with your values.
So inspiring. It's like this whole deep dive has been a masterclass in eBay entrepreneurship.
And what's remarkable is that this is just one person's story.
Imagine the countless others out there quietly building their own eBay empires.
It really begs the question, what could you sell on eBay?
What hidden treasures are lurking in your attic just waiting to be discovered by the right buyer?
What passions or skills could you turn into a profitable online business?
Maybe you have a closet full of vintage clothing.
Or a knack for restoring furniture.
Or a secret talent for crafting handmade jewelry.
The possibilities are endless.
EasyBay Payday might be one path to unlocking that potential.
But ultimately, the journey is yours to create.
That's the beauty of it. E-commerce empowers individuals to become entrepreneurs.
To take control of their time and their destiny.
And to build businesses that reflect their unique passions and skills.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into one person's eBay adventure.
I'm left with a sense of possibility and excitement.
If they can do it, why not you?
Exactly. So dear listener, if you're feeling that entrepreneurial itch.
That desire to break free from the ordinary.
I have a challenge for you.
What one thing would you sell first if you started an eBay store today?
I mean, it's really kind of mind-blowing when you think about it.
It is.
This person started out just like anyone else.
Yeah, just daydreaming about a different life.
And now they're running a successful business.
Working from wherever they want.
Totally living life on their own terms.
It's a reminder that we all have the potential to create something amazing.
Absolutely. The internet has opened up so many possibilities.
And eBay is just one platform where those dreams can become reality.
And it's been quite a journey, hasn't it?
Oh, definitely. From those early mishaps with the, you know, broken game consoles.
The best of old camera.
To mastering eBay analytics and even venturing into dropshipping.
It's been a wild ride.
We've seen the highs and lows, the
Yeah.
challenges and triumphs.
And through it all, they never lost that entrepreneurial spirit.
That unwavering belief in the power of possibility.
You know what? I'm feeling kind of inspired now.
Me too.
I might have to dig through my own attic and see what treasures I can unearth.
Oh, yeah. Who knows what hidden gems are lurking in our closets?
I bet we could find some amazing stuff to sell on eBay.
It's exciting to think about all the possibilities.
And that's what I love about eBay. It's a platform for everyone.
From beginners to seasoned pros.
Everyone has the chance to turn their passions into profit.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of EasyBay Payday,
I want to leave you with one final thought.
Okay, I'm listening.
Don't let fear hold you back.
Take that leap of faith.
Embrace the unknown.
And see where your entrepreneurial journey takes you.
The world of e-commerce is vast and exciting.
And the only limit is your own imagination.
This has been The Deep Dive. Thanks for joining us.